I cannot control what goes on outside, but I can control what goes on inside. Wayne Dyer. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. How has your week been? Mine has been great. Not so bad and not so good. Just, you know, taking it one day at a time. June is almost over, guys. We're officially done with the first half of the year by the end of the week. God is good. I'm definitely looking forward to July, though. It's my favorite month, not only because it's my birthday, but Ticking with Purpose will officially be a year old. So definitely looking forward to that. Moving on to our topic for this week. I don't know why I like to give my episodes titles, but I think it helps focus. And I'm just going to give you the title anyway. It's called Living with the Inevitable. Every day I discover new things about myself that I was not aware I was capable or incapable of. However, one thing I do know for sure is that I have a penchant to control things around me. I love controlling my schedule, my time, and my life. But you see, we all know nothing in life is certain. We can make plans as much as we want, but eventually there is only so much we can control. Some things are uncontrollable, and the only thing left to do is to deal with those things. We cannot control what will happen tomorrow. We can't control nature. We can't control the families we're born into. We cannot control our date of birth. We can't control our race. We can't control how people think or how they act towards us. But what we can control is how we react to it. There is a difference between living and existing. The former is filled with hope, and the latter is the exact opposite. Choosing to live despite our inability to control everything around us is the ability to exude positivity in any and every situation we find ourselves in. Now, I'm going to highlight various ways we can channel positivity and let go of the things we cannot control. Firstly, you focus on the things you can control. Though we may not be able to dominate various things in our lives, there are still some things we can control. I mean, you can control what you're going to have for dinner. You can control what time you're going to go to bed. You can control what you're going to eat. You can control what you're going to study in uni, if you're in uni. You can control what kind of job you're going to have. You can control so many things. Even though you can't control so many things as well. But I think you should spend more time reflecting on the things you can control. Center all your energy into such things and you will be more productive. Secondly, live in the moment. Instead of directing your energy and thoughts towards uncertainty, live in the now. Take that vacation you've always wanted. Read that book that has been sitting in your library for months. Quit that job that makes you so unhappy. You know, life is too short. Do the things you've been reserving for the future, because you don't know the future. You only have control of the present, so act on it. Thirdly, embrace change. So there's this famous quote that I love so much, and I'm sure you know it as well. Well, it goes like this. The only constant thing in life is change. And that is my mantra. And you can make it yours too. The moment you understand that things cannot always remain the same, you become okay with it, and then you accept it. Change is good, and change is growth, and should be welcomed. Whether positive or negative, you can always learn from it. It just depends on your viewpoint. Finally, surrender. give all your anxieties and worries to God, who, unlike you, can control everything. He knows you and sees your heart. The moment you understand that there is nothing you can do on your own, it's easier to surrender to the Lord. He will fight your battles on your behalf and deal with everything you consider challenging. All you have to do is give yourself to Him. Now, I'm not so sure if you've ever heard of the Serenity Prayer, but it's very important, and I implore us all to take a minute to digest this prayer, examine every word, and do your best to live by it. For those who don't know it, I'm going to share it with you. You can take a pen and a paper and just write it out, or just Google the Serenity Prayer. It's going to come up. But it goes thus: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. This prayer practically hits the nail on the head, right? Like, it speaks exactly to what I've been trying to say. So I will encourage you all to print out this prayer or write it out. Try to say it to yourself every day. And I can guarantee you it's going to transform your outlook on life. And that's a wrap, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. Don't forget to share your comments, opinions, and views on our social media platforms: www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Instagram Ticking with Purpose, Facebook Ticking with Purpose, Twitter T with Purpose. We're looking forward to hearing from you as always. Have a blessed week, guys. Ciao.